The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, one time I was with my spiritual director in Rome, so a priest who worked in Rome, Italy, and I was sitting down, and when you go to your spiritual director, you're supposed to be very open and tell them everything that's going on inside. And at the time, I noticed that I wasn't being as kind to people as I ought to have been, that I could be more thoughtful, that I could be more attentive to them, more charitable. And as I'm thinking about all this, I'm sitting in front of my spiritual director, and all of a sudden, I realize I don't know how to love. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't say that out loud, right? He's going to think I'm not a very good seminarian. But I thought, well, I have to be honest. I said, "Father, I realize I don't know how to love." And he did something I'd never seen him do before. He jumps up out of his seat. He runs over to my chair and he grabs me by the shoulder. And he says, I know, you have no clue." He said, "That's just it. You don't know how. So you have to ask our Lord to do it in you." And that's when I understood our Lord's words, "I am the way." He doesn't just mean that we follow his example. He means that we allow him in. If we are in a state of grace, he lives in us. And so we can ask him to accomplish everything in us. "Lord, I don't know how to do that. Do it in me. Jesus, be my strength. Help me through this time of trial. You can do all things." I want to close with a story about one of my favorite saints, St. Padre Pio. And I know you know many stories about him. This is one that I've never shared before and one of my favorites. One time a letter was sent to the Vatican. A letter for Padre Pio. And this priest at the Vatican gets it and thinks, gosh, why did they send it to Rome? And he looks and it's from Poland. And he thinks, oh, Poland is under communist control, so they can't send a letter directly to him, so they have to send it to the Vatican. All of a sudden, they get a phone call from Padre Pio's monastery at the Vatican, and he says, "There's a letter that has arrived there for me. I need to see it right away." And this priest thinks, how does Padre Pio know that a letter came here for him? So he makes his way down, and he gets and has a chance to sit down with Padre Pio. And Padre Pio says, "Father, would you please read the letter?" And this is what the letter said. It said, "Dear Padre Pio, I ask for your prayers for a certain woman, a young mother with four little children. She has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. Her life is in danger. Will you pray for her?" And Padre Pio closed his eyes for a few minutes in prayer. And then he said to the priest, he said, "This one, it is not possible to say no to." And the priest thought to himself, well, gosh, he receives letters like this, hundreds of letters a week. Why can't he say no to this one? But the priest also realized he wasn't saying, "I can't say no to this letter." He was saying, "I cannot say no to the person who sent this letter." The letter was from a bishop in Poland. And the priest thought to himself, gosh, I wonder why. Why can't he say no to this one? So he goes back and he makes the response. Padre Pio gets another letter from that same bishop a few weeks later. The bishop had called the family the day after the procedure was supposed to take place. And the woman's husband answers the phone. And the bishop says, how did things go yesterday at the hospital? And the man says, Bishop, there was nothing that the doctors could do. And the bishop says, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Thinking that the doctors found that the cancer was too far advanced, that they could not possibly even try to save her. And the man said, no, Bishop, you don't understand. When they did another examination, they found that the cancer was totally gone. They can't explain what happened. So the bishop writes another letter to Padre Pio, and he says, Dear Padre Pio, the woman living in my country, who is a close friend of mine, went in for her operation and found that she had been cured. I give thanks to God, and I give thanks to you also. Now the bishop did not tell the woman that he had sent a letter to Padre Pio, because Padre Pio was not well known at that time. But Padre Pio said to the priest who brought him the second letter, save those letters, because one day they will be very important. The priest thought, well, gosh, that's a little strange, but okay, if you say so. That priest was still working at the Vatican 16 years later at the conclave to elect the new pope in 1978. And when the priest came out and announced, we have a new pope, and he said the bishop's name, who sent the letters to Padre Pio, Carol Wojtyla, the priest knew why he was supposed to save those letters. Padre Pio knew that that bishop would one day be Pope John Paul II. One day, Pope John Paul II revealed to that woman that he had sent the letter to Padre Pio, and so she went down to visit him. And she gets there, and she had never seen Padre Pio celebrate Mass. And she was blown away at how beautiful it was. And afterwards, she wanted to run up to him and say thank you. But she wondered to herself, she thought, well, you know, maybe it wasn't really cancer. Maybe the doctors were wrong. Or maybe it was just an inflammation, and it went away. I didn't need to be cured. They didn't need to do an operation. So as Padre Pio was leaving the Mass, and there were hundreds of people there, she thought, you know what, no, I'm not going to say anything. And as he's processing out of the church, all of a sudden he stops. And he turns to the section in which this woman is sitting. And she is a few people in. And he turns his head and looks directly at her. And he motions for her to come forward. And he reaches out and he just pats her head and he says, everything is good now, isn't it? And she knew that indeed he had worked a miracle. Do you remember what Padre Pio one time said when he was asked, Padre Pio, how did you do all those extraordinary things? He said, I allowed Jesus to live in me. Let us ask our Lord that we also might surrender so that He can live in us as He desires.